You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, a Sunday night edition of Clan Radio as we look back on the game against Dundee Stars, the second time in a week the Clan went to Tayside to take on Omar Pasha's men. Unfortunately, it ended in defeat for the Clan, a 4-1 defeat, Barry McKenzie getting the only goal of the game. But I caught up with the head coach, John Tripp, post-game to get his thoughts, and the first thing I asked him was his assessment of the team's performance.
We came out flat. We played well in the third, but we came out flat, and Dundee was still running off their big win yesterday, and they outplayed us. I mean, we had a couple chances, we didn't score, but I mean, in the end, we need more goals, and there's nothing against Barry. Barry McKenzie did a great job today, but we need more than just one goal from him.
You've said before about lack of a killer instinct. Is it fair to say that was the same tonight?
Well, I mean, it's just putting the pucks in the net. I mean, we're pretty good at keeping the puck possession. But we got to get to that net. We got to attack it harder, and that's one of the key things. And we've always had a problem scoring, so it's just a matter of them being creative and trying to teach them to get to the areas where the uncomfortable zone, we'll call it.
And of course, looking back on the game against Edinburgh last night as well, I think it was one of those ones. It didn't go as well as you would have liked. Is that a concern when you look ahead to the games coming up?
No, the game yesterday went fine, just fine. I mean, we had a great game. We didn't score in the first two periods, but we found a way at the end. So yesterday's a win, and I can't complain. It was a good game for us. Edinburgh did well, and they're playing a lot better now. They're a different team than they were at the start of the year, especially with the goaltending change. So, but going forward, we got to be better. And we have to hold each other accountable, and we got to show up to play every day. It's not just one game here, one game there.
And what positives can you take from the game against Dundee? You can use going into the game against Cardiff on Wednesday.
I mean, if we could play in the third period on a regular basis, we'll be better. You know, we had a little couple energy sparks from Barry's goal and then landed on Zancy's fight, but it wasn't enough. And we should be feeding off that. But we should come out on fire. You know, you got to be in the moment. You got to come out and turn the heat up right away. You can't just wait to be down one or two goals. You got to go ahead and try to play with the lead and score some goals.
And look ahead to the game against Cardiff on Wednesday. You've performed well against them in previous meetings, although the results haven't gone the Clan's way. Is this something you feel you can turn around on Wednesday?
As long as we show up, we'll be fine. It'll be a good hockey game. Everyone shows up and plays well. We've got three lines. They all have a different look right now. So it's I can't see any reason why we can't give them a good game at home.
And that was the Clan head coach John Tripp on the back of the 4-1 defeat to Dundee Stars. Well, the team are back in action on Wednesday night. They'll take on the current champions, the Cardiff Devils, in Elite League action. Face-off for that game is at 7:30pm. So make sure you get your tickets by visiting the website, brayheadclan.com. Also, check out the website for the latest news around the club, or you can like our official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at brayheadclan. That's all for this edition from Clan Radio. My thanks to John Tripp for his time post-game tonight. We'll be back later in the week with more reaction from the game against Cardiff, among other things. That's all for now. Talk to you soon.